Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference. And this morning we covered the CMO Exchange, lots and lots of takeaways in that hour-long session, some great feedback and great exchange of information from the panelists there. And in this first clip, they talk about the member and employee behavior messaging, how they develop different types of messaging techniques and strategies during COVID and how they dealt with them with internal and external communications. Just some really, really good stuff here from the panelists. So check it out.
As we eagerly await the transition out of this COVID world, we're excited about seeing maybe a turn in that possibly. But when we sit around the boardroom table, you know, we've had to pivot significantly. I'd like to find out, Steve, from your perspective, what will be your organization's key focus moving forward?
Thanks, Mia. Great question. So first and foremost, it's protecting the safety of our employee owners and making sure as we come out of COVID that as folks come back into the office, we certainly make sure that we have the right protocols in place so that they feel like it is a safe environment to come back to. And then looking at how can we evolve and serve our members? As we know, some of their behaviors have changed. So we've had to pivot throughout COVID in the way that we have served our members, both through digital engagement, but also through our branch network. So what does the new world look like post-COVID? And really focusing in on continuing to service the members' needs. But as important, how can we engage with the communities as they have seen huge impacts from COVID as well? So we are talking about all of those things currently. As we start to bring everybody back in, but the relevancy of how we serve our members going forward and serving the communities is paramount to our future success and understanding how we pivot and how we change and enhance how we deliver.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for that. That's very insightful. Fabio, what about you from a marketing perspective? What would you have to offer to that?
Yes, you've spoken like a true marketer, my friend. Nicely done, right? When we think about it from a kind of a larger market perspective, in addition to what Steve was alluding to there with all the changes in member behavior and employee behavior, you've really got to take a long, hard look at both your internal and external communications. Both the quality and the quantity of your internal communications is going to have to change. And I know we've been doing this. We've been seeing it in our own marketing or messaging, acquiring that, you know, a stronger patina around the health and welfare of the employees, making sure they're getting through this and helping them figure out which is going to be the ways we're going to work going forward. And then on the member side and the marketing side, depending on the charter of your institution or what your seg focus is, for us, since we're a community institution, it's about altering the messages around emphasizing our local roots, if you will, the local contribution we made during COVID to the community. Travis was able to donate several million dollars to relief funds over the last year and a half. So we want to start making sure that message continues to be propagated. So it's really about altering your message and getting ready for a new normal. I know that sounds cliche, but true.
So. That's excellent information, Fabio. We actually have a question coming in from a panelist now, and it's related to internal communications. I'm going to pitch that to you since you're the marketing guy. The question here is from Mandy. She says, how does your credit union handle internal communications and keeping all staff informed of campaigns, products, and services? In a remote world, that might be a challenge. What would you briefly say to that?
Well, thank you, Mandy. We instituted regular team meetings, which were taking place only sporadically across the organization. So we codified that as kind of a standard across all the teams, kind of regular touch bases. And as part of the regular touch base, the marketing unit delivers on a weekly basis a newsletter that contains product training, product information, the latest information about COVID or our response to COVID. And managers are told, required to use that as the agenda or the fodder for at least a part of their regular team meetings. So that's how we're making sure we're getting the message out, and then we're able to track that. So it is really a marketing-led effort from getting the content to where it needs to be.
Excellent. Okay, fantastic. Steve, what do you have to offer to that?
To echo Fabio's comments, we also put in place town hall meetings virtually to share the information, and then realized we needed to do a much better job in also posting the information out on our internal passageway site, so our internal intranet. But before, where you could just put some of the details, we are finding in the virtual environment, we do need to provide more details because the staff is relying on that as their source of information. So we have found that we had to do a better job of enhancing our internal communications in order to give our staff the right tools and resources to be successful. But I would echo Fabio's comments as well.
Excellent. Great. Now, we do have some questions coming in here from the chat, but I do see Tammy. What would you like to offer to that? And we have a question specifically for you and Casey as well.
Okay. Just briefly, I would say, I know one of the things that we did to help provide a channel for our employees to provide information back to us as leaders of the organization is by doing pulse surveys. So every few months during COVID, we've sent out a survey to the employees just to find out how are you doing and just what are different ways that we can improve and what type of information do you feel that might be missing that you're not getting. And that's been very successful for us. And then we've addressed those back to the organization, answers to those.
Excellent. Okay, well, I want to jump over to Casey and get her insights. We've got some other questions coming in here too. But Casey, from the CFO perspective, how would you say your interaction with the overall direction of the organization as it relates to marketing as well, how has that changed considering the current environment? What would you say is one thing you've really had to pivot on moving forward in this new world we're in?
Sure, that's a great question. Thanks. I think given the new environment, I think similar to what everyone else has echoed, I think just communication with marketing has had to increase. We've had to have a little bit more, I think projects have shifted and become a little bit faster, they've accelerated, and so we've had to keep pace with that and in line with that, increase our communications. So that's really been a key with the marketing team. So that's really been key in moving things forward.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union
and CUNA Mutual Group.